bacon, when it is that way, it has this hard crust on the outside. You know what that's called?
The rind.
Yeah, exactly. And then what the stuff we're talking about is all different kinds of
meat
or bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah. And the man who cuts meat is called a
butcher.
And hog meat, a kind of pork that has seasoning in it that is ground up and sometimes and usually fried. You know what that's called?
Sausage.
Yeah, sure. And if meat is left out too long, isn't refrigerated, you say the meat is
spoiled.
All right. And now, you never had any hogs around that you.
No.
Right. Do you know what they call this stuff they make from the, when they take a hog's head and boil it and take the meat off the head and mix it up with a kind of jellied substance or vinegar and.
Is wait a minute, let me see. Is it hog head cheese?
Sure, that's one.
But in the souse meat, does it do it with souse?
Exactly, that's right. Souse meat. Now, have you eaten souse meat? And you know,
not homemade, but right. I made it at the store.
Are they the same thing, souse meat and hog's head cheese?
Now, I don't really and truly know because I don't know. They could be.
Okay.
Because I've heard people talk about hog head cheese,
right.
But I've never seen anybody make it, or to my knowledge, ever seen it.
Are you familiar with any other kind of sausage other than just pork sausage?
Like smoked sausage?
No, I mean something like anything made with liver.
No.
Or anything made with blood. All right. Are you familiar with liver pudding or liver sausage? All right. A cornmeal in juice from the head cheese, sometimes mixed in with together, and they come up with it, and they fry it, then they call it.
Wait a minute, say what now? I didn't understand you.
Okay, this is cornmeal. This is cornmeal in the juice, you see. Mixed up in the juice from either head cheese or hog head cheese or liver sausage or something like that. And then it's taken out and fried. Have you ever heard of scrapple or pawn hoss or cripple?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you never heard of scrapple?
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's interesting. Now, the butter that is left out too long gets
soft.
Yeah, but if it so you can't eat it if it
rank.
All right. Now, how about milk as it's beginning to turn? What stages does it go through?
It clabbers.
Yeah. How about before it clabbers?
When it's sour?
Yeah, just before it's starting to get that way. Have you ever heard the expression either Blue John or Blinky for milk? Now when it goes to clabber, then they sometimes make a cheese out of that. Remember what they call that?
Cottage cheese.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a deep dish apple thing.
Pie.
Yeah, you have an apple pie, but very deep, and then they put in one layer of pastry and then put some apples over it and then kind of build it up that way. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
Apple cobbler.
Okay. And a sweet liquid served with a pudding.
Let me see, what did they call it? It's a sauce.
Okay, fine. Now, a little something that you might eat between regular meals.
Snack.
Right. And you might ask someone, how many meals have you
eaten
today? You say, I
had three or I ate three.
Yeah, and I will one more. I will
eat one more.
Okay. And now I'm going to go over and what's some, this is the dark liquid that you put cream and sugar in. I'm going to go over to the stove and.
Make some coffee.
Okay. Now, if you were thirsty, just wanted a drink, you might go over and get yourself a
drink
of
water.
Yeah, and you get that usually in a
glass.
And if you drop that on the ground, you say, now the